This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. Marshall Fine is our film critic. Good morning, Marshall. Nice of you to join us again.
Sure, my pleasure, Mike. How you doing?
I am terrific. Is this week's lineup of movies terrific? I guess the big one is George Clooney and Tomorrowland, right?
Yeah, and I think that this is a movie that's going to please a lot of people. I like this movie. I wish I'd liked it a little more, but I'm not unhappy with the movie itself. I think it's good, not great. And, you know, and there aren't that many good movies, so, you know, why complain? There are a lot of movies that are aimed at kids that also really hit adults because they're done with intelligence and humor that can cover the full spectrum. This movie is aimed at kids. It does have stuff for adults, but it's played more to kids in a way that adults may find a little condescending. But that's okay, because I think it's a strong movie with a great message. It stars George Clooney as a scientist in the future who's telling us a story, and then the backstory is about a couple of kids who are science nerds who discover a secret world called Tomorrowland, where, you know, that's the future, where they've put politics aside in order to solve all the problems of climate and health and everything else. The one girl who finds it then gets sort of booted out and wants to find her way back, and that's the whole story of the movie, is, you know, what is this place really, and what is this about? And it's all about the fact that we need, you know, kids who are interested in science and interested in discovery and interested in new ideas in order to create that kind of future, you know, and to get past, you know, sort of the politics and that tends to bog that sort of thing down. Visually, it's one of the most stunning films I've seen in a long time. And emotionally, it really packs a punch. I think George Clooney is very good in this. There's a young actress in it who I'm not as familiar with, but I think I've seen her on TV before, Brittany Robertson, and she's really good. She's the foil to George Clooney. Hugh Laurie is in this film as well. It's really a kind of a thrill ride, and with a lot of adventure stuff, but great visual effects and a great story. I think that kids are going to love it. I think their adults, their parents, won't mind watching it with them.
Yeah, Britt Robertson, we first saw her on a show called Life Unexpected, and I remember thinking to myself, this young lady has really got some talent.
She has great comic timing, really works well with George Clooney, and she's very good herself. So I think this is a star-making performance. I think this movie will be a big hit because the other alternative this weekend, they didn't screen it in time for critics to review, was a film called Poltergeist, a remake of a film from the 80s, which is pretty, looked like it's, very hard R horror. So this is a movie that families can go to, and the entire family for the holiday weekend.
And this is really a movie with a message, right? There's no denying that there's an underlying message here from Mr. Clooney.
Absolutely, that we have to take care of, that we need to pursue ideas that can help the planet, no matter who, in terms of the cost to business or otherwise, if it means saving the planet. Obviously, there are some who think that's a radical idea or a political idea instead of just a human idea. So, we'll see.
We're talking with film critic Marshall Fine. The other thing we want to discuss this week is a new documentary on Netflix, which is really becoming quite the destination for new content. It's kind of amazing what they've done at Netflix.
Well, yeah, and they're showing this starting Friday, streaming a film, a documentary that was at the Sundance Film Festival this year that I really enjoyed, called The Other One, The Long Strange Trip of Bob Weir, about Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead, that even as the Grateful Dead are gearing up, sort of the ones that are still alive are gearing up for a 50th anniversary farewell show on the 4th of July. This is, if you're a deadhead or a former deadhead or a lapsed deadhead, I guess I'd fall into the latter category, you'll be fascinated, because people always think of the Grateful Dead thing, automatically think Jerry Garcia, but it was Jerry Garcia and Bob Weir. The two of them started it together when Bob Weir was 15 years old, and he and Jerry Garcia were best friends all the way through, till Jerry Garcia died in 1995. Bob Weir's a pretty interesting guy, has seen a lot of interesting things, some great musical performances if you're a fan of the Dead, plus footage you've never seen. There was footage of him and Jerry Garcia scuba diving in Hawaii, which, you know, not something I ever thought I'd see. So it was pretty amazing. And, you know, and I'm a fan of it. If you're any kind of fan of music of that era or, you know, it's just easy to get like an insider's view of something that I think is interesting to a lot of people, but that we haven't heard before.
Okay, so the new documentary on Bob Weir is called again?
The Other One, The Long Strange Trip of Bob Weir.
The Other One, referring to the fact that he's not Jerry Garcia and everybody only thinks of Jerry Garcia.
Plus, he wrote a song that was, you know, part of the repertoire that probably still is called "The Other One."
I see.
Yeah, but it's very apt, like you said. You know, that's the interpretation I think they're looking for.
All right, so that new documentary on Netflix and Tomorrowland, how many stars does that get
for you? Tomorrowland, I'd give a solid 3 stars, possibly even 3.5. I think that there haven't been any really original family movies like this in a while, and I think this is a really strong one.
Terrific. Marshall, as always, thank you for your insights, and we'll chat again soon.
All right, take it easy, Mike.
I'm Mike Bennett with Marshall Fine, our film critic on America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. How do you create wealth? One word, leverage.
You can leverage money. Take a small amount of your money, leveraged with a large amount of other people's money, commonly referred to as OPM.
But there's a second way to create a fortune.
You can leverage time by using other people's labor. We call that OPL.
OPM has traditionally received more focus, but as technology drives a new economy, OPL is the better model for building wealth in the future.
Here's the good news. You don't have to take as much risk with OPL. So how can you capitalize on it?
Look for ways to use the time and talent of others to serve an unserved or underserved group of people. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you have trouble getting a good night's sleep in a hotel? Well, you're not alone. Many road warriors do, and many of them resort to pharmaceuticals to solve the problem. But before you do that, try a cheap trick that'll bring on the Z's and save money on meds. Here's the science of it. You may have noticed that when you take the kids on the road, many of them want to take their pillows. Maybe it's a security blanket thing, but for sure, it's the smell of home that creates the feeling of security in a strange hotel room.
Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite or creep into your ear and lay eggs in your brain.
What's the cheap psychological trick? No need to carry the entire pillow. When you travel, just take the slept-on pillowcase and the home sweet home smell will make it easier to go to sleep. No meds required. Have a cheap trick idea? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.